Be kind of practical presentation after Alex's theoretical presentation. I'm Michael Istria. I work for Red Hat in Alex's team on Eclipse ID at large, from platform to language server support, including build stuff and so on. And I'm going to tell you, to show you, and by the way, explain you how we made Wild Web Developer, what components we're reusing, and what value it provides in Eclipse ID. So this is the Wild Web Developer website, where there is a description of everything. But before we get into details of Wild Web Developer, let's think a few years back of how Eclipse was for web development 3-4 years ago. So there was the legacy JavaScript development tools, which were totally outdated and mostly of bad quality. The HTML and CSS were not supporting the latest release. It was really bad, and I think Eclipse lost some users over the years for various reasons, and I think this reason can count for 1 million of users because the web tools were bad. But Eclipse is still a very relevant IDE for many ecosystems because it's free, open source, polyglot, versatile, multi-platform, multi-project, scalable, extensible, with built-in Git support, good comparison tool, local history, good search feature, a lot of edition commands, and a huge and serious ecosystem.